45,000 dealers who serve you with Fire Chief gasoline and other Texaco products present His Honor the Mayor of Texaco Town, that ex-Shakespearean actor, Eddie Hamlet Cantor.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, everybody. Hello, Jimmy. Jimmy Kemmy, how were the reports on my performance of Hamlet last week?
Well, here's a telegram from the American Art Gallery. Read it, Eddie.
Okay, it says, Dear Mayor Cantor, we have been thinking of hanging your portrait in our gallery of important actors. Think of that, Jimmy. But since hearing your performance of Hamlet, we decided that hanging is too good for you. This is what it says. It says, P.S. Stop laughing, Wallington. What we said about Candor goes for you, too. Laugh that off, James. Wait a minute. Here's a man coming in. What does he want?
What,
yes, sir? What is it?
Mayor Candor, I want to congratulate you. You've come out first in our poll.
First? Jimmy, did you hear that?
Congratulations.
Yay! Here, tell me, what was the poll for?
Well, the best Hamlet ever played.
Oh, that's marvelous.
And you came out first.
Oh, I'm so happy. I came out first in that poll. tell me, mister, who conducted the poll?
The Literary Digest.
Doubt. That's the second mistake. Well, anyway, that's the finish. Jimmy, if anyone even mentions the word Hamlet to me again, I'll kill him. Believe... a double one. What's that? What's that, Jimmy? What's that?
Look, it's the ghost of Hamlet's father coming back again.
Look, he can't take a joke. Oh, tell me, what do you want here?
From now on, I'm haunting you every week, and you can't stop me.
Yes, I can. I'll have you arrested.
What for?
For haunting without a license. Listen. Last week you told me Fred Allen hired you to haunt Jack Benny.
I'm not haunting Jack Benny anymore.
Why not?
We're not on spooking terms.
No wonder they killed him.
I'm alone now.
Tell me, where is the little ghost you had following you last week?
That little ghost was me at the age of 5.
You mean to say you grew up in 1 week?
Yes. Today I am a man.
Woo! Jimmy! Wait till Milton Berle hears about it. Jimmy, if I thought Hamlet would cause me all this trouble, I never would have started it.
Now you're talking, Eddie. You're no Shakespearean actor. You're a mayor.
Uh-huh.
And here it is, almost income tax time. And the balance isn't budget.
No. The budget isn't balance. Read that right, will you, please?
All right.
Fine announcer I got here. James, you're right. Let's get to work. Close all the doors. I don't want to be interrupted while I balance the budget. Yep. Yeah, the phone rings right away. Oh, I'll take it. Hello, yes? Yeah, this is Mayor Cantor. What? What are you talking? Ida sick? Quick, Jimmy, run and get a doctor, will you?
Whom shall I get, Eddie?
Get anybody, Jimmy, except Dr. Defoe. She's not that sick.
Okay, Mayor, I'm off.
Hello, yeah? Yeah, listen. I sent Wallington for a doctor. Yes, I did. But the doctor is there already? Who, Dr. Brown? Must be a new doctor in town. I never heard of him. Tell him as soon as he prescribes for Ida to meet me here. I'll run and stop Jimmy from getting the other doctor. Goodbye. Oh, Renard.
Yes,
Renard.
Yes.
Renard, keep things going till I get back, will you please?
Okay, Eddie. Hey, mister. Quit pounding those keys. Quiet, will you? And take that black bag off the piano. Who are you anyway?
Well, the name is Eddie Stanley, and this little black bag is my toolkit. I just finished tuning the piano. Say, who pays me off?
Well, Mayor Cannon will pay you. Here he comes now.
Oh. Say, gee, Jimmy, I hope everything's all right with Ida.
I hope
look,
so.
Look, there's a man with a little black bag. He must be the doctor. I'll find out about that. Come here, sir. May I speak to you for a minute?
Oh, hello, Mayor Cantor. I think I did a pretty good job on her.
Tell me quickly, how is she?
Well, she's in pretty bad shape. In the first place, she's all scratched up.
Yep. scratched up?
Yeah, somebody heavy must have sat on her.
Somebody sat on her?
Uh-huh, but I fixed her up. I put a little varnish on her.
Yep. Varnish? Varnish?
Sure, and her legs. Oh, boy, they're warped.
Yep.
That's nothing. One leg is shorter than the other.
What? One leg short. I never noticed that. What can we do about it?
Oh, it's already done.
Yep.
I took a little off of one leg, and I knocked the other in shape with a hammer.
Yep. Oh, this is terrible. You hit it with a hammer? That's awful.
Well, I admit it did chip a little, but I fixed it up with sandpaper.
What are you... You sandpapered her legs?
Sure, and her back, too.
For goodness sake, man, why? Why her back?
Somebody must have carved their initials on her.
Yep. Oh, she'll never be the same after treatment like that.
No? I'll take her off your hands for 50 bucks.
50 bucks? Are you crazy?
Remember, she's second-handed. She's been knocking around a whole lot.
That's a lie. I never put my finger on her.
Well, somebody's given her a terrific beating.
No, listen. Listen, she had the best of care. She's been with me for 25 years.
That's just it. She's old-fashioned. It's time you got a new one.
I don't want a new one. I don't want a new one. I'm satisfied with my wife, Ida, just as she is.
Your wife, Ida? I never saw her in my life.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the doctor?
No, I'm the piano tuner.
You get away from me. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday, Vienna Durbin's picture, Three Smart Girls, opened in Vienna. And tonight, by shortwave radio, the Viennese public will hear Diana sing Johann Strauss's immortal Blue Danube Waltz. Deanna, I want to tell you that was beautiful. Here's the kiss for you. Goodbye, goodbye, darling. That was grand. Honestly, I was swell. Now, Jimmy, let's get back to work on the budget.
Well, I just looked over the books, and you're $2,000 short.
Oh.
I'm afraid you're in a spot.
I've got one chance to balance those books. All the city officials are out of town, and there's a clause in the Texaco Town Charter permitting me to act for them during their absence.
Say, that's right. As controller, you can take $2,000 from the city treasury.
But I'm also treasurer, and if I catch myself taking the money, I'm forced to have myself arrested.
Gee, I never thought of that.
But don't worry, I'll get out of that. Remember, I'm the chief of police.
Why, sure. Well, sure, you can let yourself go. You should have plenty of pull with yourself.
But wait, I'm also district attorney, so I'll have to prosecute myself.
Or... Yeah, that's right. That's right, but with a judge out of town, you see, you're judge, and you can find yourself not guilty.
It's getting worse all the time. As head of the Superior Court, knowing myself to be guilty, I'll have to reverse the decision.
Oh, Eddie, there's no way out of it. You're going to jail.
Oh, this is awful. Jimmy, think of my family.
Now, wait a minute. Don't cry. There's a way out. You're head of the prison board. You can free yourself.
But it's too late. I'm the warden, too, and I let myself escape.
Oh. You let yourself escape without a struggle?
No, that's the trouble. During the escape, the gun went off, and someone was killed.
Oh, if someone was killed, you're a murderer.
Oh, Jimmy, am I in trouble now? They'll send me to the electric chair. I'll walk that last mile through that green door. Witnesses seated all around. The chair in the middle. The executioner ready to throw the switch. Jimmy, quick! Give me my hat.
What for? What for?
I just remembered. I'm head of the Light and Power Bureau.
Well, where are you going?
Down to shut off the electricity.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. You know, I'd like to be an announcer like you. Would you help me?
Well, I can try, Bobby. Let me hear you do something. Here, this'll do. Read this paragraph.
All right. Texaco Fire Chief is the lightning action gasoline...
Whoa, wait a minute. Take it slower, Bobby. Now, let me show you how. Texaco Fire Chief is the lightning action gasoline made for fire engines and ambulances. It is so carefully refined that no slow-burning, wasteful elements remain.
Oh, I see what you mean now.
All right, go on from there.
That's why everyone who uses Fire Chief enjoys added power, added pep, at no added cost.
No, Bobby. Added power, added pep, at no added cost. See?
Mm-hmm, I see. Drive into any Texaco dealer and fill up with Fire Chief gasoline. Enjoy the benefits of this outstanding fuel that costs no more than the gasoline you are now using.
Fine, Bobby. Great. All you need is a little more practice. And all I need to add is more Fire Chief was sold last year than ever before in the history of the Texas company. And again this year, sales records are going higher. Texaco Fire Chief is the favorite gasoline with tourists from coast to coast.
Bobby.
Hello, Daddy.
What were you doing talking about Fire Chief gasoline?
Well, you see, Uncle Jimmy is teaching me how to become a radio announcer.
You, my boy? Why do you want to be a radio announcer?
Well, so someday I can have a suit like you.
Yep. Now, Bobby, is that a nice thing for a little boy to say?
I'm not a little boy anymore, Daddy.
No?
No, today I am a man.
Tired old moon is descending. Good night, my love. My moment with you now is ending. It was so heavenly holding you close to me. It will be heavenly to hold you again in a dream. Oh, stars above have promised to meet us tomorrow. Till then, my love, how dreary the new day will seem. So far the present is, we'll have to part. Sleep tight, my love, good night.
Good night, sweetheart.
Till we
Harry.
Yep?
I've been looking at those books again. Why, those books are in a terrible shape. You'll never be able to balance the budget without help.
Oh, gosh, Jimmy, then I'm really in trouble. What? Gee, it's a night of phones, isn't it? Hello? Hello, who's this? Oh, long distance, New York City. Oh, New York City, Jimmy. Rubinoff wants to speak. Rubinoff is calling. Hello, you Russian Robert Taylor. Sure, I miss you. I heard all about her. Sure, Rubinoff. Yeah, I know. Why does she... $500,000? I told you to practice the fiddle more. Oh, sure, I love you, Rubinoff. Of course, I'm going to have Jack Renard play a number for you. Yes, he's going to play This Year's Kisses. And remember, this year's kisses are not half as expensive as last year's. You catch on? Goodbye. Congratulate you. Really, this is the best arrangement I've ever heard on This Year's Kisses. It's on the level, Jack. No kidding.
Hey, Eddie, why don't you get a public accountant to balance your budget?
Oh, what I wouldn't give for an accountant. I'm sorry I said that. Here comes the double talk man. Oh, am I in trouble now?
Hey, I'm an accountant. Even if you're of no accountant. I'm an accountant.
Yeah?
Look, if you have no adding machine, you can count on me.
Yep. Go away from me, will you, please? What are you talking about?
All right, so what do you want? So you ask me, so I'll tell you. So here, so listen, you'll get it, so what? Look. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. How a guy like you sells Texaco. Selling gas and selling oil. He wants a boy, but he gets a girl.
Yep. Go away from me.
Oh, boycott.
Quiet, will you? Look, I want an accountant. You're just a silly kid.
Oh, I am not.
Yes.
Today, I am a man. I went to school. I used to get marks. I got zero.
Yeah?
After all, what's zero? Well, it's nothing to me.
Yep. Listen, you're no accountant. Are you certified?
I'm not only certified, I'm pasteurized. I went from grade A to grade B, and in the end, I turned sour.
Yep. All buttermilk.
Now it's my turn.
Yep. All skim it.
Boy, we sure milked that one, boy.
Yep.
Hey, I never worry about milk, boy.
No?
I get milk for nothing.
You do?
Oh, boy, I got a pull with the cow.
Yeah. I'll never get the budget balanced this way. You know, you're no help.
I'm no help. You think something... Oh, I'll give you a hit in the head in a minute. Hey, if I can't help, so I'll send for my brother. He helped me.
Yeah?
He helps himself. He'll help you like he helped me. So help me, you know. Look, instead of paying $1,000 income tax, I only paid $1.69.
Great. That's just the kind of a man I need. When can I meet your brother?
When can you go to Alcatraz?
Yep. Alcatraz. That's a nice place.
Oh, there's no getting away from it.
Yep. No getting away. Listen, I'm thinking if I can only make you understand what I have in my head, you'd have the whole thing in a nutshell.
You're telling me.
Yep. Quiet, will you please? I'm telling you that there's a shortage of money somewheres. Oh, somewheres there must be someone to help me.
Run through all the mountains.
Oh, what did I do to deserve this? I'm trying to save money.
Then move. You can change your house. I have an apartment.
You have?
I have one of those brand up-to-date modern apartments.
You have?
I have one of those apartments. You're sitting in the dining room, and you want to go in the parlor or the bedroom or the kitchen.
Yes?
You stay where you are.
Get out of here. Jimmy, it looks like that 2,000 shortage will never be found.
That's right.
What we better do... What, again? Hello? Yes? Yeah, this is Mayor Cantor. Who? The cashier of Texaco Town. What? What? You forget to... Oh, he forgot to enter the You forgot to enter the $2,000 in the book. Why? Oh, you were all excited because your wife presented you with a bouncing baby. Jimmy, the cashier's wife presented her with a bouncing baby.
Go on, ask him if it's a boy or a girl.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Well, what is it?
He doesn't know. It hasn't stopped bouncing yet. And speaking about babies, ladies and gentlemen, let me sing you my favorite baby song. Go ahead. The folks that live next door to me have a brand new baby, and it nearly drives me wild when they rave about that child. All I ever hear her do is cry. But there's another baby, as cute as she can be, moved in today across the way at number 63, and she's made a hit with me. She's got a dog and cat, a great big picture hat. All the boys just call her baby. She's got a dainty style, a little baby smile, the kind that makes you want to stick around a while. She's got those dreamy eyes, and every time she sighs, you forget your family. The other evening in a cabaret we spent, and when I saw the check, I thought it was the rent. But when the waiter came, she simply signed her name. That's the kind of a baby for me. She's got a dog and cat, a great big picture hat, and all the boys just call her baby. She's got an aeroplane, a summer home in Maine, and diamonds that would set a fellow most insane. She's got those dreamy eyes, and every time she sighs, you forget your family. Her father is retired, doesn't have to toil. He's made $1 million out of Texas oil, and she's his only child, and this is awfully wild. That's the kind of a baby for me.
Say, Eddie.
Yep.
This envelope just came for you.
Oh, thanks, Jimmy. Those are the tickets for the dog show at the Armory. Here's a couple for you.
Oh, no, not for me, Eddie. I'm not that interested in dogs.
Oh, Jimmy, I'm surprised to hear you say that. It's so nice to come home and be greeted by a friendly, loyal dog.
Well, I'd rather come home and be greeted by a friendly, beautiful wife like Betty Jane.
You would, eh? Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. When a dog sits on your lap and looks up at you with big, soulful eyes and kisses your cheek, he doesn't want a bracelet or a fur coat.
Hey, listen, tell me, are you one of those fellows who really thinks that a dog is man's best friend?
I only know this. All the handshakes, all the praise, and all the banquets given in your honor can't compare in sincerity with just the wagging of your dog's tail.
Well, now, that's a pretty broad statement. I've got friends who wouldn't let me down no matter what they had to do.
Even to the point of laying down their lives?
Well, no, but...
That's just where humans differ from dogs. How often have you read where a dog sacrificed his own life to save his master?
Well, I'll admit I've read a lot of those stories.
Sure. And remember, when a dog performs a brave act, he's not looking for a headline. What's more, he doesn't care how they spell his name in the papers.
But still, don't you think a lot of those stories about dogs' heroism are played up too much?
Oh, Jimmy, how can you play up heroism too much when sometimes it means the saving of countless lives?
You mean by a dog?
Yes, yes. Not so long ago, there was a diphtheria epidemic in Alaska. Hundreds of children were in danger. And it was a dog who battled the elements and brought the serum through in time to save the lives of these children. The dog's name was Balto, and in New York, Central Park, you'll see a statue erected to him in recognition of this heroic deed.
Well, I must admit that was a wonderful feat, but you're talking about a very intelligent type of dog.
You know, a mongrel is the same as a thoroughbred when he loves you. Jimmy, a lot of people ask for a dog's pedigree before they'll give him their love. I have yet to see the dog who would ask for a man's pedigree before he'd take him as a master.
Well, tell me, Eddie, tell me this. Have you got a dog entered in the show here?
No, but Bobby has, and I wouldn't miss it, Jimmy, for the world.
You mean that Bobby's entering that little pooch, Spotty?
Yes, of course he won't win, but he's getting a great kick out of it. Jimmy, you'd be surprised how much a little mutt like that means to Bobby.
Well, I certainly hope he does all right. There's the phone, Eddie.
I'll get it. Hello? Yeah, this is Mayor Cantor. Well, what's the matter, Nina? You're crying. Bobby's dog. We'll notify the police right away. Yeah, I'll be home later. Goodbye.
What's wrong, Eddie?
That was our maid who just called. She said somebody poisoned Bobby's dog.
Gee, it's terrible.
I don't know how I'll break the news to Bobby.
Well, here he comes now. Maybe I'd better leave.
No, stay here, Jimmy. I might need you.
Hello, Daddy. Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Look at this swell collar Deanna gave me for Spotty. I'll put his name on it. Oh, I'll bet he's going to win a prize. Don't you, Daddy? Why are you looking at me so funny? What's the matter?
Why, Bobby...
Is something wrong?
Come over here, son. Look, I'm afraid Spotty won't be in the dog show.
Why not? You promised me. I haven't done anything wrong.
It's not that, Bobby.
Is he hurt? It's something happened to Spotty. Where is he, Daddy?
He's gone.
Oh, gee, is that all? He'll come back. He always runs away and comes back again. Me and Spotty are pals. He wouldn't stay away long.
I'm afraid this time he'll never come back. You see, Spotty's been poisoned.
Poison! You mean he's dead? Oh, no. Oh. Why would anybody want to poison Spotty? He never hurt anybody. Daddy.
Oh, look. Try not to feel too bad, Bobby. Listen, you know what I'm going to do? You remember that two-wheeled bike you wanted, and I said you couldn't have it till you were 12? Well, I'm going to get it for you. Well, really, what do you say we go right down and pick it out now? I think blue would be a swell color. Don't you, Jimmy?
Yes, blue is swell.
I'm going home. Don't worry, Daddy. I'll be all right. I guess I'm man enough to take it. After all, I suppose there are other dogs inside. Buddy...
Mayor Cantor, the police have picked up the man. He's outside. Do you want to talk to him?
No.
Ask him. Why did he do it?
Let me go out and see him, Eddie. I want to get my hands on that guy.
Oh, don't bother, Jimmy. Not now. You know, sometimes women call each other cats, and one man might call another a dog or a rat. But believe me, there isn't a four-legged animal on God's earth that's as mean as some two-legged ones. Come on, son.
Again, next Sunday evening at the same time, another Texaco program broadcast direct from Hollywood, California. In the meantime, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco Fire Chief Gasoline. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.